5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
A bump in the night, your heart fills with dread. Probably a murderer who wants you dead. It could be a ghost, a demon, or worse. Perhaps you're the victim of a witch's curse. It's hopeless, you're doomed. You'd call a priest if you could. You'd rather just listen to who? Sinisterhood.
I'm gonna kill you. Hello and welcome to another edition of Freaky Friday, where we tell your odd but true stories. It is Friday, January 30th. A day we've been waiting for, because it's a day that we get to tell you about. We all have something to look forward to.
I need something,
guys,
on my calendar.
We did it.
I have to have some on my calendar.
We've done it. We've fixed everybody's problems with this announcement.
It's going to be great. No, for me, though, I really do. I have to have something on my calendar, because then I'm like, I can make it to that. I can get to then.
I break things up like that, too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I got through my freshman year of college.
Absolutely. Well, we are so excited to announce that we are participating in Crime Wave 2.0. We had so much fun, woo-woo, with Last Podcast on the Left, with Dan and Lindsay from Scared to Death, with all the folks from True Crime Campfire, Paranormal Chicks, everybody. We had such
everybody
a blast.
Was so much fun.
Our homie from Unexplained. Oh, man.
Oh, Richard. Yeah.
Oh, Richard, our Scottish brother.
I can't. I got a lot of things to talk to about
Richard.
Can't wait.
We miss you, Richard, already. So, but this time, it's going to be even bigger and better. It's on the Oasis of the Seas, so it's a bigger ship. In fact, a ship docked next to us on the ship we were on, which was lovely, when the woman looked over and went, this one's nice, but look at that ship. And then, congrats, lady. That's the
congrats.
One we're going on.
And we get to go on that one now. I think it's like the largest cruise ship. Maybe it's like, ever.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
know.
One, yeah, it's that classic it's ships that's like, you know, it's what all the things they said about the Titanic, they've said about this. And not only that.
Except that it's going to sink.
No, they've not said that. The Titanic, they said it would never
that's
sink.
That's true. Well, I lied this about one too. That one.
Well, we've got some new folks that are coming along with us that did not come last time. True Crime Garage. So we're going to have Nick and the captain. I don't know if the captain's going to try to man the helm and be like, I'm the captain.
I think there's going to be a fight to the death. Between the captain from True Crime Garage and the captain of the Oasis of the Season. I'm going to have a front row seat.
Absolutely.
Personally.
We had a,
join me.
Going through all my notes of the last one in my diaries and stuff. And I forgot that Henry and Ed got everyone to chant Hail Satan. And
yes, that is
we're
true.
we're not cruising with them. And then everyone said, they're cruising with us. And yeah. That was with even a smaller ship. So yeah, now that we have an official captain with us and exciting case file, if you listen to that, it's my understanding you're going to get to see Casey in person, live and
it's
in person.
One of the
I'm
few
excited.
Times that he has shown his face, because yes. His whole thing is, and understandably, he remains anonymous, you know, mm-hmm. From Australia. We love Australian folks and friends. Mm-hmm. Super stoked for this.
We cannot
also,
wait.
Fantastic podcast.
Oh, yeah. Phenomenal. Just the coolest lineup of folks. There's not just what we've told you about today. The lineup is even, the bench is even deeper. So go to crimewaveatsea.com/sinister to get $100 off your stateroom and a private meet and greet with us. You get, if you go to crimewaveatsea.com/sinister, you get your, you know, fan code, everything, register and look at all the room opportunities and whatnot. And then February 13th. Friday the 13th, tickets go on sale. So,
whoa.
So you have between now and the 13th to, you know, get time off or whatever you got to do, because it's, you know, it's a year out. So
yeah.
It'll go on sale pretty much like 1 year out from when it is.
and you've got time to plan, we'll make another Discord channel on our Discord for people that want to connect. And of course, through our Facebook Patreon group, you can do that, or the fan page on Facebook. Yeah. I think we've got three pages now on Facebook. So between one of them, you can get hooked up with someone if you're trying to like split a cabin or just meet up with other fans that might be going. I'm so stoked. Like, this is probably the most fun thing we've gotten to do since we've started doing the podcast.
No, I would agree with that. Absolutely. And it's something that, like I said, going through pictures, going through my diaries, writing an essay about everything, I was just like, oh, I want to see everybody again. It's almost like writing, you know, it's your memory. So if you went last time, we hope to see you again. And if you this is your first time, we can't wait. So go to crimewaveatsea.com/sinister. And I'm fancy. I'm like 99% sure if you comment the word cruise on any of our Instagram posts, I'm pretty sure it will just DM the link to you. So
fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. If not,
we're trying out a new system.
People just saying cruise and not getting any messages. But yeah, either way, but I think
cruise,
I did it.
Cruise.
Well, very proud of myself. I think I did it. But
nice.
We hope that gives you something to look forward to. We are certainly looking forward to it. I would love to sail away from this place.
Sail away.
Please.
I'm just going to be blasting Inya from the port side. And yeah, I mean, what better way to just get away from it all than to be out in the middle of the endless ocean?
Take me out tonight. And again, maybe this time, last time they didn't take us. They did not abduct us. I moonbathed in the nude and I didn't even get abducted. I don't know what else I can do.
Well, I don't want to say that deterred them. But
no,
maybe
they turned around.
Maybe they were like, oh, they seem to have it under control down there. They don't need us. They're living their best life.
Nice. She's already free. We're good to go.
Yeah.
Oh, goddamn. Well, thanks for indulging us with that silliness. And yeah, we can't wait. We can't wait to see everybody on board again.
It's going to be a ton of fun. And like I said last time, it's a huge expense and an ask to take off work and childcare and all of the things. If you make all those sacrifices to come with us, we really try and make it worth your while. We had so much fun with all of the listeners that came to see us and those that we met that like came for another one. And one of my favorite memories is sitting in our crime pajamas with our friends that we'd met that came to see us and just gabbing like girls at a slumber party. It was so much fun. The people that run it, Brett and the whole IRL crew, are not just like great at what they do, but we're friends with them now because they're such good people. And like, I want to see them again.
Yeah, I'm like,
too.
I'm excited to hang out
with them and Ryan and everybody. I'm excited to see them.
When all the listeners are chanting Brett with two T's.
Oh, yes.
And also Robert, bless his heart, the MC, who they dressed as a police officer during the closing ceremonies. And 500 people were screaming like, fuck you, ACAB. He was like, kind of as a bit and kind of not. And he was just like, I'm going to dress
heated.
Even crazier.
Yeah.
I was like, you look like a hot cop off Arrested Development. But
he
like,
did.
But people were still like razzing him.
It was triggering, I have to admit. Henry said, I've never seen a crowd turn so fast.
Oh man, and Henry and Ed, you can't bait them, dude. You can't.
Oh, dude.
Two of the funniest people on the earth and the nicest.
They
so
are.
Yeah, head over to crimewaveatsea.com/sinister and we hope to hang out with you. We're gonna have a good vacation together.
Absolutely. So excited. Well, in the meantime, we're going to switch gears and
just
talk about a bunch of fucked up stuff that's going on in the world.
Thanks to everybody who sent your stuff in. As we announced, next week's episode, we're going to kind of talk about what the fuck is going on in the world. So if you have legal questions, news articles you think that should be on our radar, go to sinisterhood.com/contact and just go ahead and submit under the main feed submission button, and I will gather them all from there. But we are just trying to get a handle on what this is. Crazy times. I read a diary entry from, I think it was Franz Kafka in 1914 during World War I. And he was like, Germany invaded Russia and I'm going swimming this afternoon. So that's happening. It's just like, well, I'll go disassociate somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. And also send in businesses and stuff that are doing the right thing. I saw a restaurant owner in the St. Paul area a TikTok from him that was like, food's free for everybody except ice. Y'all aren't allowed on the premises. But until they have completely evacuated, they're like, we are giving everyone that needs food or a safe place to be free food. And I was like, for a restaurant owner to do that, they then rely completely on donations and
the community.
Yes. So support people like that. Even if they're giving away their goods, if you're able to donate, maybe you're not even eating there, but you just want to support a business that's willing to do that during these times. Send those things in because we want to have a list of all of those too to give people.
Yes, please. Yeah. So I saw a, I think it was like a, maybe like a sex accessories, like a sex toy place that said, we're shutting down. We're just going to be a donation, a donation center where we're going to receive donations. And then, you know, we're not seeing a lot of foot traffic here right now. We want to do what we can for the community and open our doors to everybody.
Do it. And free dildos for all.
But, you know what? That's one way to fight people off.
Or if you're like, I just need a break in my house for a minute.
Also that.
Then, you know,
I'm going to go.
Whatever. Or wave it in somebody's face. I'm going to go in full throttle.
I just need to meditate for 15 minutes.
Well, yes. However you do that and wherever you are, sincerely, we hope you're staying safe. And we know. So we're all in this together. And several of these stories are going to point to just that. So I'm Christy.
I'm Heather.
And let's get freaky. This first one is from Jean and is called We Should All Bear Witness. Hi, ladies. First of all, thanks for being you and creating such a wonderful podcast and community. I appreciate that throughout the shit show that is everything around us, y'all are continuing to speak truth and making sure to stay on the right side of history. I'm also super appreciative for your podcast since me and my family moved from Grand Prairie, for those unfamiliar with Texas, just about 20 minutes west of Dallas, to Canada over the summer. My husband and I are born and raised Texans, but we made the move for the safety of our family. Hearing the pod every week gives my homesick heart a taste of Texas. Anywho, on to my point. Since the start of the new year and all the egregious bullshit the U.S. has been engaging in, I've been thinking about the narrative, specifically the narrative that this idiotic administration is trying to create. We've already seen how they're trying to spin the mess with Venezuela. We've already seen how KKK Christy Noem and Couchfucker Vance are trying to say that Renee Good was a domestic terrorist and are already calling Alex Preddy's murder self-defense. We're being told that kidnapping five-year-olds is okay since there was no one else to watch him. We're being asked on the daily to reject what we're seeing with our own eyes and hearing with our own ears. Social media is being censored. Traditional media is reporting in a way that is favorable to the current administration. More than ever, it's important for the truth to be told. So I've started journaling. I've never been one to keep a diary or journal, but I think it's important to capture what is happening as a primary source. 30, 50, 100 years from now, historians will be reading and researching how everyday people felt and made it through this time period. I feel like we owe it to the historical record to bear witness to what is truly happening. I don't want this administration to control the narrative or try to spin facts into something else. So for my part, I'm trying to capture what is happening in my journal. In addition to calling lawmakers, protesting, boycotting, voting, and everything else. I think doing something as simple as capturing the truth in real time is another way we can help. Maybe our words could be used in the future to help prevent something like this happening again. I've had this draft in my notes for about a week and just listened to Freaky Friday 198 this morning. Your discussion at the top of the episode, plus Alex Preddy's recent murder, kicked me in the pants to send this in. I think we should all be documenting the horrors of this administration as much as we can. And more importantly, helping our neighbors and communities in any way that we can. The only way through all of this is together. Sending love from Canada, Jean.
Well, thank you, Jean. And
thank
we're
you,
Jean. Texas
and
love back to you.
Yes, absolutely. I know several people that have moved from Texas to Canada for this very reason. And you got to do what you think is best for your family. So I'm glad that we can be a little bit of a homesick remedy at times when you know, all the free healthcare and stuff is just too fun. And you're like, I want to hear what's going on back in that shit show.
Oh, man. Well, I think you're right about writing all this stuff down. Mm-hmm. I just read an incredible Substack. I reposted on my Substack. It's from a guy named Juan Pinto, and he is a whistleblower from Palantir, talking about how there is a new type. It's called fifth generation warfare that the U.S. is engaged in. Israel has been engaged in it. And it is land, sea, air, cyber, and mental. And it really is about trying to manipulate the narrative, manipulate what people think. And you kind of see certain media outlets being complicit in running with official statements without actually doing on the ground research themselves, or even, you know, primary sort, watch a video research themselves. And it is effective. I can see why. I was listening, the radio was playing today when I was driving home from my run, and it was on a conservative radio station as I was flipping through, and they were like, left-wing agitator Alex Pretty was, you know, and they said left-wing ICE rioter. Like, they kept saying these words, and I thought, if you're just, this is the only way you hear news, you would probably be like, wow, it sounds like they got a really bad guy. Mm-hmm. But because most people are busy and don't look any further. And that's intentional, right? So intentional to keep folks busy to where they can't stay informed. So I think, Gene, you've got the right idea in writing it down so that you're like, I'm not crazy. I've got a, this is from a person who keeps a daily diary.
Right? Last night, I was like, I really had this same thought, Gene. I was like, every day I'm going to write down, like, this is what happened. So inevitably, when things are erased from digital media or they start trying to change history, I can look at my own handwriting and my own book and be like, nah, that happened.
Mm-hmm. And I love Heather Cox Richardson, because that's essentially what she does at the end of the night, is like pull all the stories of the day and pulling direct quotes, actual evidence, and things that are kind of tangible to hold on to. So keeping that for yourself, I'm sure, you know, the next generation and the generation after that would be fascinated to, you know, read stuff like that. You can't imagine.
Mm-hmm. What Heather Cox Richardson, great source to follow as well.
Absolutely. But yeah, it's eerie to think that it is, we're being intentionally targeted by our own government with, you know, mis and disinformation. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
And bullets.
Also that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Jean. And we appreciate the love from the North.
Sinisterhood, we'll be right back. I'll tell you what, I don't like being itched, pinched, poked by my clothes, underpants, or human beings around me. So I'm glad to
agree.
I'm glad to have found some undergarments that I don't mind having up against my skin. And that is Skims Intimates.
I love things that I forget I'm even wearing. Like, it just becomes part of me because that's how buttery soft the fabric is, that I'm like, did I put on a bra today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I did. I don't have to go back home because I'm going to be arrested for public indecency. Like that real Seinfeld though. Episode.
They're like, is that just a bra? You're like walking, like the Skims bra is so good. You're walking down the street and they're crashing cars into fire hydrants. Potentially though, seriously, the lightweight cotton ruched back hipsters. I was like, these are too cute to be comfortable. I'm going to have to choose. You know, you just go like, all right, I'm just going to wear these when I want to be cute. But they're so cute and comfortable that I'm like, I get to be cute anytime I want.
Mm-hmm. The full briefs give you that full coverage that you want without making you feel like you're wearing granny panties. They're still so comfy and cute and sexy. Everything I've ever had from Skims feels like a second skin. It's so soft and comfortable, and I couldn't recommend it more. Shop our favorite bras and underwear at skims.com. After you place your order, be sure to let them know we sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. This next one from your daughter, Anonymous.
My dear.
And is called Not a Freaky Friday Story, but since all rules and law are out the window in this apocalyptic hellscape, here we go. Which is also how I've started most sentences this week. Anonymous writes, listening to your latest Freaky Friday episode and your discussion of the events going on in Minnesota right now, 1,000% agree with you. In response to something Christy said about people in her circle not speaking out more about these events, I just wanted to offer another perspective. I have immediate family who are at high risk of being targeted by ICE. I'm trying to be very careful about what I say so that I don't draw more attention to them. It's terrifying. I've been more silent on social media, but more active at in-person events and protests. This fear of bringing attention to friends and family concerns me because I've never been afraid to call out evil and bullshit when I see it. But at this time, I don't know what will keep my family the safest. I'm enraged at being forced to be silent. My mouth has often gotten me in trouble in the past, but I have to keep telling myself that my outspokenness could have heavy or even deadly consequences for my loved ones right now. I'm very open to more ways to support the good guys without putting anyone I love under more scrutiny. I love y'all and thank goodness for people like you speaking out loudly and proudly against the dark side and he who must not be named. Just be aware that there are those of us who have to be quiet right now, but our soft voices don't mean we aren't in the fight. Keep doing the Lord's work and speaking the truth, keeping us all informed and inspiring the cause. Wish I could give you my name, Anonymous. Well, Anonymous, I appreciate this perspective very much, and I agree with you. I will say my personal stuff going on does not fall into that category.
Certainly, but it is definitely a compassionate perspective to keep, that if you have seen someone not speak out, not to maybe necessarily poke at them because you don't know who they might be trying to protect. There are Ken Klippenstein, the investigative journalist, just published today whistleblower documents from inside of Department of Homeland Security that they absolutely have databases of us. They are connecting who you are connecting with, your location, what you post on social media, what you like and engage with on social media, your faces. So it is.
They've got all sorts of lists.
It's not unreasonable to be concerned about mm-hmm. situations, especially the new TikTok terms of service saying, you know, you have to put your immigration status in that. So, you know, if you are friends with someone who put their status in and they know, you know, whatever, all that to say. I read a really great quote from Caleb Heron, the very funny comedian.
Caleb.
He said, "Hopelessness is the privileged person's retreat from action. It's tempting and understandable, but we do not have the luxury. Get your ass in gear. We need you." And mm-hmm. I hear you, Anonymous, that for you, helping doesn't look like being loud, and that's mm-hmm. okay. And so what you said, you want to support the good guys without putting anyone you love under more scrutiny. Honestly, your community is the best place. We can't tell you generally because we don't know where you live. Good, which is good. But whatever is a local organization, usually, you know, getting connected through just helping. There's like, you know, the human rights organizations in your neighborhood, you know, immigrant rights organizations in your neighborhood probably have ways that you could help that could kind of keep you on the side. Maybe you're organizing stuff for people, mm-hmm. you know, physically, or you're doing digital help for them somehow, you know, making posters, signs, whatever. So don't
taking
feel like
food to neighbors, yeah, maybe, yeah. or their giving kids to school, whatever.
Certainly. So yeah. I just love that quote from Caleb. I thought it was so good because I think everybody is kind of, you know, it's the felt like the 10th year of 2026 this week. You know, it's just like mm-hmm. going so long. And, you know, I think we often are like, oh, fuck it, whatever. And it's like, no, man, for white people, they're like, the government just kills you in the street. And it's like, yeah, try being black anytime in the last 400 fucking years.
Yeah.
And also, I do appreciate the Gestapo references because it is very similar. But let us not forget that the Germans literally studied the American caste system and thought it was too egregious and then went and did what all they did. I mean, there is entire books about how the Nazi regime studied what we did with the Jim Crow South and whatnot. So understanding, like, we're at the point where we're dismantling a nasty thing brick by brick, and that's okay. Your brick might look different than ours, and don't feel bad about it.
No. As long as you have a brick.
That's right. As long as you've got one brick to move, you're good to go.
Because if you are staying silent, not because you're worried about endangering someone you care about, but because, quote, I don't do politics, mm-mm. or maybe you or staying silent because you kind of agree with what's going on. That's the problem that I have.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're staying silent for those reasons, then you are part of the problem. And if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem, in my opinion. And this is, we are past the point of like, well, I just don't do politics. Really? Because you're a grown fucking adult. How is that? You're not a child, you mm-hmm. know, even in civics class in middle school, you learn about this stuff. So if you don't do politics, it sounds like that's coming from a real privileged place. And to me, that says, well, you know, it's not bothering me because of my privilege. So I don't really see a problem happening.
Well, and if you are a selfish person and that's your selfish stance, well, then be this selfish and think whatever they do to the least of us, they're going to do to you. That's what always happens. All the stuff they're doing right now to undocumented folks, they were doing to people who they thought were terrorists. All this stuff. DHS was made up, by the way. I wrote a law review comment on the history of DHS and their searches at the border and the Fourth Amendment. It's a made up organization. They made up in 2003.
All organizations
everything's
made up?
At the end of the day, but I'm like, it's not that old. Someone said, if you want to imagine a world without DHS, remember the first time, you know, if you saw Lilo and Stitch in the theaters, it was that year. Like, that's how not long ago it's been around. And so the idea that it's like insurmountable, it's this thing, it's like, no, pressure works. And especially, you know, putting pressure in areas of your community. I think Minneapolis is a great example of that. So get in where you fit in. And I think you're right. Don't sit on the sidelines because they've come for like four or five of the Bill of Rights items right now. They're all up for grabs. Soon you're going to have soldiers quartered in your house. And you're like, I don't even heard of this amendment. It's like, yeah, it's the third one. It's crazy. But they're
the two most recent murders have been of white people.
Yeah, I know.
You dipshits.
It's not going to save you.
So if you're like sitting in your house like, well, I'm documented, I'm from here, it does not matter.
No.
It doesn't matter. They, like the subject line said, all rules are out the window at this point. So nobody's safe.
They stormed like an embassy, it's in the U.S. Like they tried to storm, I think it was the Ecuadorian embassy. That's insane. That's so illegal. It's against international law. Like that is technically Ecuador for all intents and purposes, and basically try to kick in the door. So stuff like that where it's like, it doesn't matter. Ask if you think you're safe, ask the dozens of off duty Minneapolis area police officers who've been harassed by DHS. It doesn't, I mean, it literally until they're like, I'm actually a cop. Then they're like, okay, we'll let you go. But nothing really protects you. Even being a cop doesn't protect you.
No. We need to protect each other and look out for each other. And that means everybody, not just people that look like you.
Hands on deck, baby. All hands on deck.
Well, thank you, Anonymous, for sending that in. And stay safe.
Sinister Hood will be right back.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This next one's from Aubrey and is called Third Person Encounters Saved My Life. Hello, my beautifully sinister ladies. First, I want to thank you so much for everything you two do with your podcast. I admire how you stand up for those that need it, always acting with dignity and empathy in a world where we desperately need more of that. I could go on and on about how wonderful you two are, but I'll get on to my story. Hopefully this gets to you before it's too late. I listened to the third person episode and finally felt like I have a perfect story for you. I truly think that this experience either saved my life or saved me from a difficult life. To set the scene, this was in the spring in the Pacific Northwest back in 2006, and my ex and I were headed downtown to a used video game store before my shift at the restaurant. The store was on the corner with a small parking lot in back that connected to an alleyway, and that alleyway also connected to another parking lot with another alley crossing the first. My ex had just bought a used car the day before, so we took his car instead of mine that day. We walked to the video game store, and they weren't open yet, so we went back to the car. My ex was pissed because now he couldn't get his weed until later, and apparently he needed it to survive. He gets in the driver's side as I get in the passenger side and decide now is the right time to fix my shoes and socks. I was rushed out the door and hadn't put them on all the way. Now, I just want to say that I never don't have a seatbelt on. If the car is moving, my seatbelt is on. But since we were in a parking lot and my ex was too impatient to wait 5 seconds, I decided to fix them while we were moving. I'm not paying attention to him while we come up on the intersection of the alleyways, and there is a huge bush on the left side that makes it impossible to see if a car is coming from that direction. He slowed down, maybe going 5 miles per hour, and the next thing I know, a huge-ass SVU comes flying down the alley, striking the front left side of the shitty used car we just dropped $500 on. Gotta love the early aughts. I had no time to react. My head had been down looking at my feet, and then I was in the air, and my skull made contact with the windshield, right below the rearview mirror. I honestly thought I was going to go through it and keep going. But suddenly, I felt an arm come from behind me and force me back into the seat. The windshield was cracked to hell. I reached up to feel my head, and I could feel wet hair on the top of my head. I kept my hand there for a minute before pulling it away. And when I looked at my hand, nothing. I forgot I had taken a shower before leaving, so my hair wasn't fully dried at the time of the crash. Thank goodness. I asked my ex, "Did you put your arm out to stop me from flying through the windshield?" And he responded, "What? No, I didn't even think about that. Thanks, Dick. So glad I spent 5 more years with you." The rest of the day was pretty uneventful, or as uneventful as it can be. The car was totaled. My ex was pissed that he didn't have weed or a car again, but didn't care about my health or safety. I went to work 30 minutes later and went to urgent care after my shift because my dad was pestering me about a concussion, which somehow I didn't have. Back when it happened, I remember telling my dad I felt like it was my grandmother, his mom, who grabbed me and pulled me back. But after my dad passed 5 years later, I've always wondered if it was somehow him. We all know time is relative, and I've always thought that once you pass, you can travel in time if you're, quote, needed. My grandma passed when I was 10, and although we were close, I never felt she was watching over me. My dad, on the other hand, has definitely stuck around for a while after passing, and I could see him thinking he needed to go back to save me. I have a few other stories about him visiting me in my dreams after he passed, but I'll save those for another day. After listening to your episode, maybe it was a third person? Whoever or whatever it was definitely saved me from serious injury, and I couldn't be more thankful of that. So, what do you think? Dead grandma? Not dead yet dad? Or third person?
Well, I didn't even think about that idea of that, you know, after, if you're in the great beyond, then there's not really time limits on where you can go. I didn't even think about that.
That's never crossed my mind either as far as of how I think of things happening, but
it is
not
relative.
To say that isn't how it works. I don't know how anything works.
That's an Einstein question, and he's not around to answer it. But if it's true, he could answer it right now. Nope, he didn't show up. Damn it. Damn it. But in all seriousness, this is a scary-ass moment. And whatever that feeling is that kept you safe, you know, a lot of the folks that had a third man experience think it's like the better version of themselves, like your higher consciousness that you mm-hmm. like come out of yourself almost to like pull yourself back in. So don't the third man in this case, maybe it was you the whole time that you somehow without even thinking you subconsciously kicked some defenses into gear and kept you from the worst injury.
Yeah, and fuck your boyfriend.
Yeah, dude, what a dick. What is this guy? Did you reach your hand out to save me? I would never do that. No, I don't want to hurt my arm. Yeah. You're like, okay, like, fuck you then.
Yeah, well, first of all, I was not even buckled up because of you driving before I was buckled, and I didn't have my shoes on because you were rushing me out the house. So all that to say, I'm glad he's your ex now.
Uh-huh. You're like, let's talk about all the ways this is your fault, technically. Oh, man. But no, that's what an experience. I'm glad it was just your wet hair and not blood.
Oh, dude. Same. But very scary. And something that sticks with you. And now we all get to think about, can ghosts time travel?
Dude, if you're a physicist and you know, send it in at sinister.com.
Oh, is that who we need to ask?
I think so. I feel like physicists would know.
Oh, I thought physicists didn't believe in ghosts because they're scientists. But maybe we can find a physicist that does.
Man, that near-death experience book, a lot of the people that believe in all that stuff were like scientists because they were like, there's stuff we can't explain with science. It's wild stuff. Sinister Hood will be right back.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This next one here is from Matilda, and the subject line is "The Third Man with the Boy Scout Troop." Hi, Sinister Sisters. After hearing your episode about Third Man Syndrome, which I agree is poorly named, I wanted to write in and share a story my uncle told me many years ago that has never left me. It was the early 1960s, and my mom's brothers were both young and involved in Boy Scouts. The older of the two boys was around 10, and his Boy Scout troop was going on an early spring hike in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. My grandfather was the scoutmaster, so the younger brother, about 6, tagged along too. During this hike, out of apparently nowhere, they were caught in a freak blizzard on the mountains. It was snowing to the point that the group was staying together by touch because they could hardly see each other. Complete whiteout conditions. The boys were all huddled together, and I imagine my grandfather was panicking. And something that doesn't help in a panic? Your youngest scout pulling away from the group and determinedly walking into the blizzard. My uncle recalled later that there was a voice telling him to go that way, to walk to safety. He said the voice in his head wasn't his own and spoke with an authority that, as a 6-year-old, he obeyed with no question. Unsure what else to do, the entire scout troop followed him for fear of being separated, and they moved together until they quite literally ran into the side of a building. It was a hunting cabin, but unlocked and sheltered. That's where the group took up residence until the storm passed. There's absolutely no way at 6 years old, in a whiteout blizzard, he could have known the cabin was there. My grandfather always called it the miracle on the mountain. And as a religious man, he thought God had spoken to his son. My now non-religious uncle isn't quite sure it was God, but he is sure it was an entity outside of himself that guided his troop to safety. Thanks for reading, Matilda.
What a scary situation. I've seen so many mountain climbing documentaries where whiteout conditions happen, and they'll literally just sit down and plant themselves because it has happened. You'll just walk off the mountain because you don't even realize like the edge is there, like specifically on Everest and stuff. So for the entire troop to be like, well, we can't let the 6-year-old go and follow him, and it worked out well, is a miracle on the mountain.
Right. I mean, I guess when you finally catch up to the kid, you're like, why did you wait? Hold on. What is this? Well, okay. All right. Well, nobody run off again unless a voice in your head is telling you very clearly and specifically to get us to safety, because that is funny that a kid just was like, what? I was told to do something. And so I did it. You know, it wasn't me.
Yeah. And this is the one time I would be like, okay, I'm not upset.
Be like, but fucking next time we're on a mountain in whiteout conditions. Yeah. He's like, maybe don't bring me up here.
Next
but yeah,
time I'm like, this is the one and only time we're going to do Boy Scouts. So
right.
Glad we all made it out alive to
also
tell everybody.
The 60s. So you have nothing. I mean, there's not like, let's call down the mountain or like, we'll send a text to mom to let her know. I mean, it's just like, well, they might find us all up here. Hunker
maybe
together.
Maybe shoot a flare when the weather clears. But
for real.
I'm glad that there was a guiding force to get them all into a safe shelter.
Absolutely. Thank you, Matilda. Sinister Hood will be right back.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This next one is from Stevie, and the subject line is, "My third man, or should I say Nan, story." "Hello, ladies. Before I tell my story, it feels wrong not to address what's going on and send love to you and everyone in your country. Here in the UK, we watch in horror through our news sources. There are no words that I can give that will make it in any way better, but please know the world is watching and grieving with you. For any of your other UK listeners, please advise them that, as painful as it is, we need to witness what is happening as it is set for our own shores too. And this is what will happen if a hateful group like Reform gets into power. There is a saying, when the US sneezes, the UK will catch a cold. We cannot afford to bury our heads because it's not our country yet. I'm writing in halfway through listening to your Third Man episode because I think I experienced something similar-ish. With my firstborn, I had an awful birthing experience that left me with terrible PTSD. So when I became pregnant with my second, I was determined to have a positive experience. I wanted to have a home birth, but due to the blood loss I experienced with my first, I was advised not to. Here in the UK, most births are midwife-led, even if they happen in a hospital. So during the run-up to the birth, I had a fully fleshed-out birth plan that involved lots of fancy lighting and massage oil, and the midwifery team was keen to help me achieve a calm and healing birth. I had been practicing hypnobirthing, but could never quite switch my brain off enough. When I went into labor, the pain made switching into that mode even harder, and while I panted and mooed, I began to think I couldn't do it. That's when my grandmother came over and sat next to my husband on the bed. At the time, I didn't think anything of it. I just noticed she was there, but she had died almost 5 years beforehand. My grandmother was my second parent. I don't have a dad, so my brother and I were raised by my mom and her mom. I miss her terribly to this day. While I panted through contractions, my grandmother watched quiet. It was only as I pushed my baby out that she leaned over and squeezed my hand. "Push, Stevie," she said, and I could feel the coolness of her fingers on my wrist. After that, my daughter was put on my chest, and I only had eyes for her. When I tell people about this, they comment how deeply in hypnosis I must have been. But hearing your latest episode made me think maybe this is similar to the third man experience. I told my husband about it, and he, despite being an atheist, said that being in the room felt like witnessing God. So maybe there was something happening while our little girl traveled Earthside. I will attach a photo, for your eyes only, please, of the moments after my daughter was born. I've never felt so safe and loved. Even writing this, I feel teary. So that's my little story. Thank you for reading, even if you don't share it on the pod. Love you guys and all you do. Thank you for speaking out about the important things and allowing your listeners to know you're on the right side of history. Keep it creepy, always.
Wow, Stevie, what a powerful moment. I know exactly what you mean when you're like, I cannot get above this. I felt like that, especially with, both of them, but Ella especially. I never felt like I could just like get everything under control. I didn't have any dead relatives come and sit on my bed with me, or if they did, Tommy didn't tell me about them. But it is just a comforting, like someone giving you that little extra encouragement when you need it most.
Mm-hmm.
Brought your little babe into this realm.
I can imagine that having a prior birth experience that was so awful, that had so many complications, that, you know, it was a heightened emotional experience. And especially if you really felt like you could not continue on, that's when a lot of people who've had a third man type of experience say, you know, whether it's a an ally that they feel like they don't know who the ally is. You know, it's just an old woman showed up or an old man showed up. But in your case, is much like the people who were like, I felt like it was my spouse that passed away, you know, or felt like it was that family member. So you're definitely not alone in having this experience. And I'm glad it gave you that urge to just keep on keeping on, that you were not alone and you're part of a long line of people. It's just your own brain reminding you that too.
I love your husband saying that, because I think for anyone that's witnessed someone, especially someone that they love, give birth to their child, it is like a feeling of God or overwhelming or just like something bigger than you that you're experiencing. I can't remember what comedian it was, but I remember hearing him tell his wife's birth story, and he was like, the blood was the most vivid, red, beautiful blood I had ever seen. And like, you know, things that normally would be grotesque and unsettling are like, this created life.
Mm-hmm. And that from nothing.
Is powerful to see. Man. Tommy's seen two of them come out that part of me. So he can tell you what that was. I wish so bad that I had filmed both of them.
Oh, yeah. I was like, there's people that they almost like have photographers where it's stills from the moment, too. But
and video, too. A lot of people. I did not do either of those. And I wish I had, because I would like to go back after and be like, that came out of me.
Right. Like that. Look at my face at that moment. I was feeling that, you know, that's whenever I hit that wall, like, oh, my God, I can't do it.
Or I want to see it come out.
Yeah. Yeah. That part.
The baby. My babies. Yeah.
They didn't give you have like a mirror or something to see? Like,
girl, I was in the throes.
You were focused.
I was not hanging on to any mirrors. I was on all fours both times.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, the person that you needed, Stevie, came and squeezed your hand in that moment. So I'm glad she was there for you, and may she visit you again. But although if she's a third man apparition or something, that would mean that you were, you know, stuck on the side of a mountain or something. So maybe not.
Well, Granny's there if you need her, it sounds like.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Stevie. Sinister Hood will be right back.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, this last one we got is from Liz, and the subject line is third man factor or something else. And Liz writes, hi, Christy and Heather. I'm a longtime listener and first time submitter. I adore you both and would love your thoughts on something that happened to me in my 20s. It was August 2003, and the news was buzzing about Mars being closest to Earth, closer than it had been in over 60,000 years. My friend Pam and I were ridiculously excited and decided we had to go somewhere with a good view to see the red planet in all its glory. Off we went in her 1978 Ford Cortina SE in poo brown, we called Charlie. We drove to our nearest lookout, ready to put our eyeballs on Mars, only to be greeted by solid cloud cover. Devastating. Absolute betrayal by the weather. We started driving home, complaining about how clouds ruin everything, because obviously it had to be that night. In our minds, tomorrow simply wouldn't do. The news had reported Mars wouldn't be that close again until the year 2287. Let's be honest, living to 100 is ambitious, let alone 203. So we weren't about to let a little bit of cloud ruin our plans. As we approached the turnoff to go home, we made a snap decision. We decided we would head up the mountain instead. Surely we could get above the clouds and have a better view from there. As we passed the road to our house, a massive gust of wind came out of nowhere and slammed into Charlie. Like complete idiots, we didn't take this as some kind of a warning. In hindsight, we absolutely should have. Once we turned onto the main road out of the city, Pam's Charlie started to lurch. It would lose power for a moment, then suddenly kick back in. Strange, but not alarming, at least not for us. The closer we got to the mountain, the more it happened. Every 5 minutes, then every 1 minute, then every 30 seconds. Again, like complete idiots, we ignored it because Mars, right? Then I started to feel something unseen. It felt like a presence was forming in the backseat of the car. The air became thick and prickly, like static. This was the moment that made me want to turn poor Charlie around. Not the wind, not the clouds, not even the car lurching. It was that feeling. I finally said out loud, "Pam, I think we should turn around. This doesn't feel right." She agreed immediately. I think we were both feeling it, but neither of us wanted to be the first to suggest it. The moment we turned around, Charlie stopped lurching. The strange presence faded, and we drove home with no further problems at all. Pam took Charlie to the mechanic later that week. They couldn't find anything wrong with him, and he never did that weird lurching thing again. The only reason I think this might be something other than third man factor is because of something from my childhood. Until I was a tween, I used to feel a presence sitting behind me. It was there all the time, at school, at home, watching TV, even on the bus. I never saw anything, but could feel it. Eventually, I got brave enough to tell it that it scared me and asked it to go away, and it did. I never felt it again until that night with Mars. So, what do we think? Third man factor, a guardian angel, an ancestor telling us we were idiots. Honestly, I don't know. I just know it was strange, and I still think about it to this day. Who knows what would have happened if we'd have gone up the mountain that night? Much love to both of you and your families, furred or slightly furred, from Liz. And we've got some very cute pictures of wildlife attached
as
well.
Oh my gosh, Liz, you...
Come on now.
I guess rehab and release wildlife in your area. We've got Great Dane puppies.
Yes.
There is a slew of kangaroos, which I don't think that's probably what a group of them is called, but Kanga Slew does have a nice ring to it. Look at them being bottle fed.
And little wallabies. Like, come on now.
Oh my gosh. And kitty cats. We can't forget about them and those beautiful Great Danes. Oh my gosh. Great Danes are just gentle giants. I love look of them so much.
I always like their faces. What's up?
Like, what's going on? A little judgmental, but also a little concerned. Like, girl, are you sure you want to be doing that?
I'm just up here being tall.
I'm just here. Yes.
Well, speaking of up here, y'all almost went up there. I don't know. That y'all might have had a, much like the whiteout conditions, if it was like foggy or cloudy and you got up there and couldn't see, that could have been bad news.
It's fairly interesting that your whole childhood into your tweens, you felt this presence. And then it went away when you asked it to, which if I was going to posit what it was, it sounds like it was benevolent if it agreed to leave when you asked it to, and then came back kind of when you were in peril. So something looking out for you or, you know, just like we've said, that like kind of higher consciousness of your own brain kind of almost watching you from behind and looking out for you, like eyes in the back of your head type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Where it's like my gut is so loud that it's forming a presence in the backseat.
I've been there.
Well, your story about being a kid makes me think of the movie Heart and Souls with Robert Downey Jr. And Elizabeth Shue. And gosh, Tom Sizemore, Alfre Woodard. That's got an all-star cat. Kira Sedgwick.
What's his name?
Charles Grodin. Yeah. So the little tiny Robert Downey Jr. has these imaginary friends when he's like 6 or 7. And they're like convincing him to go gamble and stuff. And like he gets in trouble and has to tell him like go away. So they like disappear from his life, but they're actually still there. And then when they think that he needs it, they start to like step in.
Is that the one where they get into an accident and die because the guy's got his hands on the lady's thigh?
What a great memory. Yeah. The bus driver is watching a guy trying to put his hand up a girl's skirt in a car next to him, and he's not paying attention, and he crashes the bus into the Brit Overpass or whatever.
Yep. I remember that well.
Man, it's a great film. So one of my Robert Downey Jr. obsessions as a kid. But I mean, that's interesting. You said, you know, please don't, I don't want to see you anymore. And it was like, well, I'm supposed to be your guardian angel. So yeah. I'll just hide back here. Don't worry. And then when they're like,
but it can be a freaky feeling. So right? If they recognize that and they're like, she's not ready yet, mm-hmm. but one day she's going to think Mars is, we got to see Mars, which I get it. And, you know, that's kind of smart thinking. Like if we get high enough on the mountain, we'll be above the clouds. Same line of thinking, you're above the clouds. That's so high.
Yeah. If you go over the edge because you can't see, that's really far to go now. This is like when we went to Marfa for our honeymoon and I was like, I want to go to a star party at the observatory. And they have these like huge, like university grade telescopes. And mm-hmm. it was overcast the night that we were supposed to do it. I was like, no.
They're very cool. Camping trip that Simon's current school, Ella's old school, organizes is out. It's a different places each time, but they have astronomers come from, it's an organization in North Texas, and they bring their huge like telescopes that are, I mean, not, it's like the size of a cannon. They're huge.
Dang,
yeah. You know,
I didn't know you could travel with those.
They've got big ass trucks that they Dang. Like bring them around and stuff, and everyone lines up and gets to look through them, and they'll point out like certain planets and or the moon, and just to see through there like that close up of the moon is wild. One night was too cloudy, we couldn't do it. The clouds do play a big part in what we get to see up there.
I have my own telescope, and it's not the size of a cannon. It's like the size of like a shotgun. If we're going
the
same,
yeah, we've got those.
You know, it's like a nice, not. It's like a 420 times zoom, so I could see the moon pretty good. But man, the ones at McDonald's were like the size of a fucking tractor. I mean, they're just huge. They're like in a whole shed, like giant thing, and they go, "You can go in and look at it." And we're like, "Okay," but you can't like look through it. They're like, "You can look at it.
You can see
like,
what." How awesome. Cool it is, but you don't get to use it.
See how big this is? You can see stuff so close. And we're like, yeah, but not tonight, though, right? And they're like, no, not tonight.
Not tonight.
Well,
no
I'm
matter how
to...
powerful they are, they can't penetrate those clouds.
Dude, clouds are unbeatable 10 out of 10 times. But I feel like you and Pam survived that night, whether it was your own gut instinct or, you know, beloved family member, or you have a fun cast of characters who were killed in a bus crash and have been hiding behind you since
Maybe
your twins.
So.
Watch
it's
that
weird.
Movie.
It didn't happen again and stopped as soon as you turned around. Was it the car trying to chug a chug up that mountain and mm-hmm. now it was like got some relief coming down, or were your friends in the back finally like, okay, they've Leave listened the to reason.
No need.
They're
no need
headed back there. Down. Well, either way, I'm so glad that y'all made it out of there safely. And same goes for everyone in your third man experiences that you've sent in today. Mm-hmm. Thank you to everyone that sent in your stories. If you have an odd but true story, maybe you've encountered Bigfoot, you've seen a UFO, you had a brush with true crime, or you felt the presence of an otherworldly being, send them in at sinisterhood.com/freakyfriday. Speaking of freaky, got something creepy caught on camera, found a weird or unexplainable clip online. Maybe you just have a funny video you want us to see. Send it our way and we'll live react to it during Sunday Scaries, our weekly live stream over on Patreon every Sunday, 8:30 p.m. Central. We're going to be back this Sunday. Jesus, take the wheel. If for some reason
this
something
gotta
comes
melt,
up.
Dude. It's got to melt.
No, school is back in session tomorrow, at least for Excellent. Us. Not all schools, though. It's... Texas doesn't know how to handle
Dog,
this.
It was 60 degrees today.
You think
the way
at
I was
some
out
point,
on a run.
You'd think at some point they'd be like, maybe we should put a lot of money into like infrastructure and figuring out how to not have the whole district shut down
City,
the one
yeah.
time of year that this happens.
For
since
real.
It happens one time a year, you know, you
Every
got
time.
About 360 days for it's going to happen again to figure out how to fix that. So maybe at some point they will, but it didn't happen this year. However, it is melting, and I think we'll be back Sunday. It's totally free. You just put in your email. You get immediate access to all the videos, the chat, a whole backlog of stuff just for signing up for free. And it's just a blast. We've been off for 2 weeks for sickness and weather, and I'm very excited to get to see what all videos people have been sending in this week.
Yeah, we miss you guys in the chat crew.
Absolutely. Well, if you like our free episodes like this one, you'll love our Patreon bonus content. You can join for free to see what we're up to next, or dive into over 1,000 hours of content like Judge Christie, where I rule on petty grievances you bring before the court, True Crime Headlines, where we break down the latest news and updates in true crime, Heather Saves, or anything others found late night scrolling could be discussed, and Am I the Asshole, Unpopular Opinions, and other subreddits that we feel require our input.
We also offer a free trial. That's where you join for a week at any of the tiers, check out all the perks, and cancel anytime before the trial is over without getting charged. We just had our quarterly bonus content live, so you could sign up at the Getting Into It tier for a week, watch the replay, see if it's something that you like, you want to stick around. And when you do an annual membership, you get 1 month free.
Absolutely. You can also get ad-free episodes, monthly live stream Q&As, quarterly live bonus content, weekly audio bonus content, mini-sodes, merch discounts, and a community of the best listeners on the whole internet.
Well, if you're feeling chilly, you can head over to Sinisterhood.com and click shop on the top banner to check out all that Sinisterhood winter stuff. You got hoodies, sweatshirts, you got some caps, knit caps to keep your head warm, as well as t-shirts, mugs, totes, stickers, and clothes for your kiddos. And if you're a Patreon member, be sure to check the pinned post to get your merch discount.
Mm-hmm. While you're on our website, you can also review the show, submit topics and cases you'd like us to cover, submit your stories for Freaky Friday, and for Sunday Scare. And you'll also find fun things like topic-based playlists and tickets for Crime Wave at Sea 2027.
That's right, baby. 2.0. Follow us over on Instagram and Threads at Sinisterhood Pod. Type the word cruise on an Instagram post and see if it works. Just test it out. Like us over on Facebook at Sinisterhood. Follow us on YouTube and TikTok at Sinisterhood Podcast to watch clips from the episodes, live streams, and more. And if you're looking for a unique and personal gift for the Sinisterhood fan in your life, or maybe you want to treat yourself to a pep talk, book a cameo now. From happy birthday to birth announcements to congrats on whatever you've done, we would love to celebrate you with a customized video that can be immediately viewed and sent. It's a thoughtful gift. You don't have to go anywhere, and you know it's something that they do not already have. Every single one of them is unique, so go to cameo.com/sinisterhood to get yours today. Where can people find you on the internet?
I'm on Instagram and Threads at Christy M. Wallace and TikTok at Christy or GTFO. Heather?
I'm reposting shit and trying to find good people to follow everywhere at Heather versus the World.
As always, the devil rules the airwaves.
Keep it creepy.